T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 3 o'clock. Great to have you aboard. This is a momentous day. It looks like we're gaining some traction for a return to baseball. We have live sports returning to our televisions with the Premier League is back. So naturally, we started a discussion and said, look, we got to bet this game today. This is a brand name game, Arsenal, Man City. But it was more about, look, we have to adopt a team. We need something to do. The NBA is not coming back for 6 weeks. Baseball may never come back, and we are eons away from football. So in that conversation, we discussed betting this game. I said, well, we need to get a British soccer expert on. Now, hopefully he is not 11 Guinnesses deep. I was told earlier he is playing hooky from work, hiding in his office to watch this game at 3:15. I would like to welcome my good friend and our British soccer expert, Milo, to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Fabulous. Now, promise me you're not 11 Guinnesses deep, and you are
no.
of sound mind and body to discuss these issues on this program.
Yeah, I can confirm that. That's we're good. We're good.
Okay, so I want to start with this. The bet. This is important. We are going to bet this game today because we are dying for sports here. Arsenal plus 700 against Man City. Off a 100-day layoff. Please, guide my listeners. I want you to guide us. I look at plus 700. I go, that's great value. We have to place a bet here. Is this wasted money? Is Arsenal irrefutable garbage?
The smart money is without question on Manchester City. There is a little bit of extra spice in the game today in that Mikel Arteta is now Arsenal's manager. Formerly assistant to Pep Guardiola at City until earlier this season. So there's a little bit of extra spice in there that may come into play. You just never know after a 100-day layoff. Like, I don't know which way it's going to go, but the smart money would be on City.
What if I get Arsenal plus a goal and a half? We get a little padding. Can Arsenal just not get their ass kicked?
I mean, I would certainly hope so from a personal standpoint. However, you know, if Arsenal get a result, it's going to be tight. It'll be tight. I think it'll be a 1 or 2 goal margin at best.
All right. How about over-under goals, 3.5? I like under. 100-day layoff. Teams are a little sloppy. Empty stadium. Can we at least get under 3.5?
Yeah, I would agree with that unless Arsenal just don't show up and then it could be a massacre, and that's what I'm a little worried about.
All right, so basically you're saying don't touch Arsenal at all. I'm not laying minus 700 or whatever it is. You're basically, I see where this is headed. You're saying don't waste your money.
Well, I don't know because, you know, I have an affinity to that team. So there's always, I've got the hopeful optimism side of me that says maybe we can get something out of this game. And especially the layoff you mentioned. That's going to play a part. I mean, I just watched Aston Villa and Sheffield United play out a 0-0 draw. It was definitely a slower paced affair. And Sheffield United were unlucky not to get the win, really, because there was a disallowed goal under controversial.
Hold on. Yeah, time out. This is important. David, have this out with him, because you had strong thoughts on this. In America, as you know, Milo, replay is a big issue for us,
yeah.
And I know VAR, no one likes it in England. But David, yeah. You had an issue with this goal. You said Sheffield got screwed,
yeah,
true?
Sheffield United got screwed. That was a goal in the first half of the game. The goalie caught it. He was clearly over the line, pushed over by his own teammate. But the ref just looks and it says, because apparently, right, there's a sensor in the ball. So the ref looks and says, my sensor isn't going off or whatever he's pointing to. So they gave him no goal. Didn't even go to VAR, though. How do you not replay that?
And that is the biggest sticking point on VAR and why the majority of football fans in England and, in fact, Europe don't like the system. If it's there, you've got to use it. And, yeah, the ball was clearly across the line. They should have gone to VAR, and that would have given the goal. And that's where there's no consistency. And it is new to European football. So you've kind of got to give them this season. There's only 9 games left. So we're going to let them. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt and hoping that they really iron out all the problems with VAR in time.
All right, so Sully, here's what we got to do. He's basically said you're lighting your money on fire if you bet Arsenal. So we got to go. We got to go under 3.5. Lay off the side. We're just going to bet the under and hope it's scoreless. That's the way it has to go. So that's one. Now two, Milo. Go ahead.
Yeah. There won't be a big win from Arsenal, I don't think. I'd love to be proved wrong, but I don't think there will be. If Arsenal win, it's going to be a real tight 1-0, 2-1, something like that. If City win, it could be 1 or 2-0, could be 4-0.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It really.
All right,
really,
well, here's the more important
thing. I don't
thing.
Know which Arsenal are going to show up.
We're trying to find a team, and I know what you're going to say. I understand. I know you're going to try to recruit people. I know you have gone to Arsenal bars here locally when you've come to town. I get it.
Yeah.
I can't. I hate the uniform. I hate it. You guys look like ketchup bottles running around the field. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
But I have asked the people, who is this team to adopt? Now, here's what we've been given so far. We've had a number of Liverpool support. Liverpool supporters. Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, they're 27-1-1, but I can't do that. They're too good. We've had Chelsea. Any thoughts on Chelsea?
I would stay away from Chelsea. Liverpool, I get it. They have a fantastic fan base. They're long overdue a Premier League title. I'm not mad at all that they're going to win this year. I feel like their fans deserve it from a purely neutral standpoint. I feel like they deserve it. Chelsea, no, I can't push people in that direction. I just can't do it. Too controversial.
What is it? What's controversial? Aren't they the spoiled brat team? All the ritzy, rich kids in London like Chelsea?
they definitely were. And I mean, for a long time, they were very mediocre until that injection of cash came along in around 2002, I believe, 2003. So, I don't know.
I'll give you the one a lot of people are calling in with. You're not going to be happy. It's Tottenham.
Oh, well, I definitely can't get on board with that. That's even worse than Chelsea.
I'm just telling you, this is who people want our show to adopt. They want me to adopt it. I said I'd lose a friend to 15 years. It's just in no uncertain terms.
We wouldn't go that far. I will openly admit my father is a Tottenham fan. So we won't get into the family politics of how that works on a match day, but
not great.
It's controversial.
But like, I had a guy call in and say West Ham because apparently where they're from is similar to Detroit, and they stink, and so do our teams. I mean, what direction do we go?
West Ham, great London club, great fans. Yeah, I got a soft spot for West Ham. I don't mind them at all. I don't mind them at all.
Yeah, but it's because they're harmless. You basically view them as cute. Yeah, that's the problem.
It depends if the team that people are looking for have to be a winner. If it's not about being a winner, I would say do some research, read up on some clubs, and learn some history.
All right, what about this? This is what I came up with. I found this to be completely bizarre. All right, A, it's a team that wears yellow. Yet their logo is a red moose or a deer whose antlers are on fire. I can't figure it out. Was owned by Elton John, sold some of their best players, and the new family who owns them, the Pozzo family, changes manager after every season regardless of results, which sounds like what I would do if I were an owner because I'm a maniac. Watford, talk to me.
You won't get any arguments from me on many of those points, especially the last one. However, yeah, Watford, I thought they would do better than they have this season. Obviously, this season has turned into a complete cluster due to the pandemic. So they're down in 17th right now. I don't know.
All right, Sully was interested. Sully was interested in something near and dear to your heart. He was looking at Bournemouth due to the allure of prostitutes and the nickname of being the Cherries. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Bournemouth, great seaside town. Again, good little stadium, smaller team. They're languishing down near the bottom as well, though. So you guys are picking, that's 17th and 18th currently in the Premier League. So you're just not going to have a lot to cheer about.
Dude, we're in Detroit. Our teams blow. This is what we're used to.
But you need a team that's going to get you up. Well, I'm on the West Coast, so it's a lot of games start at 4 a.m. for me. So you got to choose a team that's going to get you out of bed at 7 a.m. on a Saturday or a Sunday morning.
All right, so give me a team outside of the top four, because that's cherry picking. That's Champions League qualifiers. Give us a team on this show that we can follow guilt-free. And it can't be Arsenal. I don't want to hear it.
No, I wouldn't do that to you anyway. We're in mediocrity ourselves. So I would say Wolves.
Wolverhampton?
Maybe Wolves. Yep. Crystal Palace.
What the hell is that thing? Is that a black cat? What is that logo?
It's a wolf. It's a wolf.
Oh, that's pathetic. It looks like a child drew it.
Crystal Palace. I got a soft spot for Crystal Palace, the eagle.
Okay, good logo. Tell me more. Sell me on this. Tell me more about Crystal Palace. I thought it was just cheap vodka.
No, they're a good old London club in the south of London, small. I got a soft spot for them because one of Arsenal's greatest ever centre forwards came from Crystal Palace to Arsenal. They probably hate us for it, but what are you going to do? Crystal Palace, I got a soft spot for them. Wolves are in seventh right now. That's why I brought them up. They are a competitive team. They're pretty good. I mean, outside the...
Where the hell is Wolverhampton? Where is that?
In the north.
Oh, Jesus.
I've never been there. I wouldn't go anywhere past Luton, which is just outside London. That's far enough for me.
Okay.
There's a great north-south divide in England.
So what we take out of this is Wolverhampton should be our option. The logo was drawn by a six-year-old. Don't touch Arsenal because you're lighting your money on fire. Bet the under 3.5. Is that the official play?
It is, yeah. And here's one more team for you. Guilt-free, Leicester City. They had the magical season a couple of years back where they won the title. Still got a good team. They're up in third place right now.
But the logo sucks. Can't do it. The logo's terrible. Milo, yeah, we're Americans. We're vain. Come on. What is that logo? Yeah, what is that supposed to be? Awful. All right, Milo, yeah. I appreciate it. I hope you guys don't get trounced. We're going to bet the under 3.5. We will be watching.
Yeah, have fun with it. And I'm just glad there's some sports for all of you to enjoy.
Yes, well, we're desperate. Talk soon, brother. Thanks, buddy.
All right, you got it.
All right, thank you, Mike. Tremendous. All right, so there it is, the official Cocked and Loaded pick of the day, brought to you by a British man. Under 3.5, Arsenal, Man City, coming up at 3:15. And apparently we're going to research Wolverhampton Wanderers with what's supposed to be a wolf, but it looks like a child's drawing. Brutal marketing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.